This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. If there was a reliable cure for the deadly disease anthrax, one of the most fearsome threats in the war on terror would suddenly be off the table.
Less than a teaspoonful of dry anthrax in an envelope shut down the United States Senate.
The Iraqi regime has plotted to develop anthrax.
Think how many people can be killed by just a tiny bit of anthrax.
Still scary to recall those actual anthrax events, but medical countermeasures for anthrax effective enough to eliminate it as a terror threat to large populations have so far eluded scientists and biohazard researchers. Holly Gantz is a research scientist at the University of California, Davis. She says she may have found a natural enemy to the anthrax bacteria in Africa. She joins us now. Welcome, Holly.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this is the first step, finding an enemy of anthrax, to actually developing some sort of real medical countermeasure. What have you discovered and how does it work?
We discovered a new virus that infects the anthrax bacterium, and it could be used to develop both the ability to detect anthrax, to decontaminate an area from anthrax spores, or it could be developed into a treatment.
And where you found these bacteriophages, which is a form of a virus, is also kind of interesting. Where are they lurking?
I am part of a team of researchers from UC Berkeley who have been working on the ecology of anthrax in wildlife in Etosha National Park in Namibia. And I found this particular virus at the sites where zebras had died.
You know, I've been to that park in Namibia and seen those zebras. Is this a symbiotic relationship where this particular agent lives inside zebras happily? Is it some sort of immunity that they've developed that they carry around with them?
No, it's really bad for the zebras. They end up dying from a very terrible death. It's sort of similar to an extreme kind of pneumonia. And it happens pretty rapidly within a few days. The other thing that we learned was that a lot of the zebras, some of them have young and they end up dying as well.
So how do you harvest this particular agent, this particular virus, and, convert it into something that could be an antidote or a countermeasure to weaponized anthrax?
One of the first things that we needed to do was to characterize its genome, to look for the genes that are involved with how it identifies and kills its host. And so one of the things that we did in our paper was we purified the protein that it uses to rupture the bacterial cell walls. And we tested its ability to do that on a number of bacterial strains and found that it had a fairly broad ability to do that.
How does it stack up with the four other known anthrax-eating viruses?
Yes, there are four other ones that are sort of related to gamma phage, which is used in diagnostic testing to confirm that an animal or had died from anthrax. It's much larger and is unrelated to those other viruses.
Does that mean that we are developing a panoply of bacteriophages who could actually help us? Or is this just learning more about anthrax and the actual concrete tools to help us out in this war on terror? We'll have to wait.
I think that these are giving us additional tools in our toolbox to try and develop new ways of killing it. I mean, right now, antibiotics are effective for anthrax, but we have trouble decontaminating surfaces because you can't kill it with bleach.
Well, knowing about the ecology of anthrax is your field of study, Holly Gantz, and knowing about how these particular creatures would actually fight anthrax is perhaps something that in the future will be a countermeasure for fighting anthrax as a weapon in terrorism. Research scientist at the Genome Center at the University of California, Davis. Holly, thanks so much.
Thank you.